Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Vox Markets. I am John Heumann, and I'm delighted to be joined today by Alex Cheetle, CEO of 10 Lifestyle Group, which has delivered some fantastic results today. Welcome, Alex.
Thanks very much. Good to be here.
Yeah, good to have you on. For the first time, it's the first time you've joined us on Vox. Perhaps the best place to start before we delve into the detail of the results today, which have really delivered on what you said you were going to deliver when you released the trading update back at the end of March. Perhaps you can introduce yourself and tell us a bit about the company you founded quite some time ago, I understand, and what it does.
So we set up 10 to become the most trusted service business in the world. And where we are today is we help our members, individuals and their families, organize the best of dining, travel, music, theater, sport, live entertainment, and retail. And we do all that, making our members very happy. But our members, most of them, don't have to pay for the service. One of the things about our business model that's interesting is we get paid by wealth managers, private banks, retail banks, and premium credit cards to look after their customers. And then those financial services organizations might make more money because they've got happier members that drives acquisition, retention, and customer profitability. And we have hundreds of thousands of active members who love our service. So that's taking us towards becoming the most trusted service business in the world.
Yeah, it's really, really fascinating. And, you know, it's sort of, as you say, it's sort of that high-end area of the market. It's almost like a concierge service, if I'm right in thinking.
Yeah, I mean, a large part of it is a concierge service. So it's members telling us what they want and us organizing it for them in those four areas: travel, dining, tickets, and retail. Although more and more we'll know about our members and we will say to them, I saw this and thought of you. So a member will say to us, I never want to miss an Ed Sheeran concert or Six Nations match between England and Wales. And we'll say the tickets are going on sale later on this week. Let's get them for you using our industry contacts. Or somebody will know that somebody lives in Bath and they're particularly interested in wine tastings. We'll know that there's a wine tasting going on just up the road from them, and we'll make sure they get on the guest list for that. Mm. And that personalization is driving a lot of our growth as well.
Yeah, so you must have some really, really deep networks to be able to access, you know, these high-end products, as well as some fantastic tech to be able to make sure they're getting to the right people at the right time.
Yes, you're right. We are a mixture of a tech business and a people business. So the technology allows us to understand our members and scale that. And that was right in the original vision for the business, was to use relational database management, using the language of 98, to deliver a scalable service for the first time in history. But we need people to do that as well. And people, because where our service is not delivered digitally, we need lifestyle managers using technology to deliver brilliant personalized service. But we also need to know the individual chefs, owners with restaurants. We need to know the producers of people like Beyonce, Adele, Ed Sheeran, the West End shows, so that we can get the ticket inventory. And of course, the scale that we've got gives us the buying power, but the relationships we've spent 25 years building are also really important in all of our four areas.
To use a bit of 1968 technology, you must have one hell of a Rolodex there.
Yes, back in the day. Back in the day we did. Although even in 98, when we first set up, we went paperless right from the very beginning, because we knew that everything we created was going to have to be searchable either by us or by our members. And that approach of always future-proofing the business, because our business at heart was always a knowledge management business, more than it was anything else in terms of the guts, the engineering of how it works.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's incredible stuff, and obviously that's translating into some fantastic numbers, which we'll talk about in a minute. But before we do that, I mean, you know, you mentioned you're in travel, you're in leisure. You must have had a hell of a few years with the pandemic.
Yeah, we did. It wasn't as bad as we feared. We had a business, or we still do have a lovely business in China, and so we took the pandemic very seriously very early on, because you know, it hit us, and we were supporting our members in China who were locked in at home in lockdown, while people in the UK were still wondering if it was going to come over to us from Italy. So we went to see our corporate clients and said, we want to be part of your coronavirus task force, as we called it then. And they said, what coronavirus task force? And we said, the one you're about to set up. So we started helping our members, their customers, with how to run virtual pub quizzes. We got chefs who then their restaurants were closed to do virtual events for our members. We did deliveries for them. We called members of some of the private banks that we work with who were elderly to check they were okay and see what we could do to help. So actually our revenues during COVID, because we reacted so entrepreneurially, so decisively, only fell by 20%, which for a business that does travel, you know, sweaty events like music, theatre, sport, comedy, and eating out, is quite extraordinary.
Yeah, you know, it is amazing to show that resilience at what was, you know, an incredibly tough time. Let's talk about the numbers, because the pandemic is hopefully, fingers crossed, largely behind us. Travel, leisure is bouncing back strongly, and that's really coming through in the numbers. So perhaps talk us through the highlights of, you know, what that's looking like at the top line, and obviously then flowing through into profits.
Yeah, so on the top line, we are year on year up 49%. And we're up, you know, well ahead of pre-COVID. And and that is because we've got more members that we're activating. So we'll have an eligible base very often of, let's say, we'll have 100,000 multimillionaires that are given our service by a private bank or the top end of a retail bank. We might, when we first launch that service, only activate 5,000 of those members in the first year. Maybe in the second year, we'll activate another 2,500 and maybe another couple of thousand after that. So we can creep up on some of our programs to up to 30, 40% penetration. But we often start with just a few percent penetration. So it's about inspiring people with what we can do for them, then doing it well for them, so we build repeat use. And that grows our revenues, because we get paid essentially in line with the amount of activity that we do for a private bank or a retail bank or a credit card business. So our revenues growing 49% is largely because we had more active members on the programs that we already have, but we also had some of our corporate partners launch us to wider groups of members, and then we won some new contracts as well. So that's those are the building blocks that grow our business.
So in terms of growing that membership, you know, how much this year has come from, for example, the existing customer base and expanding that, or rather the existing relationships you have with private banks and wealth managers, and how much is it from new contracts? Let's give us a flavour of the mix there and what's been coming through.
Yeah, in the half year, very roughly, we grew our revenues from about 20 million to just over 30 million. So just over 20 million to just over 30 million. And 7 million of that growth was from existing corporate partners, people like Coutts, NatWest in the UK, Barclays in the UK, people like SMTC, Nomura in Japan, people like Royal Bank of Canada and Scotiabank in Canada, and people like HSBC all over the world, Bank of America, Merrill Lynch in the States, paying us more. So 7 million of the 10 million was existing clients giving us more money to engage more members and engage them more profoundly. We then had a small benefit of FX. It's actually quite a material benefit. Another 2 million was FX. And the remaining 1.1 million was a mixture of supplier revenue. We do make some commissions in travel and also some new contract wins.
And this then, you know, presumably there is an operational gearing effect looking at the numbers you mentioned, certainly at the trading update stage. Profits are rising a lot faster than revenue growth.
Yeah, so we are now, our EBITDA profitability is in the first half of this year was 5 million, which is more than we did in the whole of the previous year or the year before that, or the year before that, or even in the years pre-COVID. So we have hit a step change in the business whereby we are now headed, we're touching distance and headed, we expect and hope and are targeting this half year, so from the end of February to the end of August, to reach cash generation and to meet Peel Hunt have got an expectation out in the marketplace that we'll achieve 11.9 EBITDA, and achieving that will mean cash generation. We're already at a positive PBT, and so we've hit that point of high growth and positive profit before tax, and all being well, cash generation in this half as well.
Yes, it's just the tipping point of hitting the scale that you needed to deliver that.
That's right. And one of the reasons is when we, you know, back when we IPO'd at the end of 2017, we raised a bucket load of money, over £20 million, to do two things. One, to digitize the business, and two, to go global. And both of those things cost us more money than we had in income. So that's why we needed to raise the money to invest it in those two things. And we've achieved that. So our digital platform is now live across multiple markets, almost all the world's top languages. It's in more than 40 markets behind gazillions of top, not gazillions, but about more than 50 leading global brands. Yeah. And it's out there. We're global. The platform's global. It's working really well. And so needless to say, as we've kind of got over the fixed costs of global expansion and the initial costs far more than the income coming in at the digital platform, we've now scaled the business, and a lot of our revenue now, around, you know, around roughly 50% of the revenue that we get in drops to the bottom line.
Yeah, I mean, global seems like a massively important thing for this business, because the market you're going after is a global one. This is a citizens of nowhere, I think I've heard them described as. They are a global group.
Yes, and it's interesting, you know, when we get big in, let's say, Paris, you know, if we're good at organizing things in Paris, that's good for our American members who go to Paris, our Brazilian members who go to Paris, our Japanese members who love Paris, the Brits, the Swiss. All of them, when they go to Paris, want slightly different knowledge base, but there's enough of an overlap that it really scales very well. And we deliberately grew in those four markets, retail, travel, dining, and live entertainment, because they scale globally as well. One of the many reasons that when we first set up, we helped people find reliable plumbers, and we dropped that like a hot brick after a couple of years, because one, it doesn't build trust, because people don't have consistently good experience, even from the very best plumbers. And two, it doesn't scale globally. Whereas the four that we've chosen do create trust. If you're good at it, you can deliver dining, tickets, travel, and retail very consistently and very well. And they're global.
Yeah, I think people would pay anything to get tickets to certain sporting events. That's for sure. You mentioned that there's further investment taking place in technology and the proposition. What sort of developments can we expect to see next?
So over the next period, so what we've built is we built a full OTA, an online travel agent, but it's got, unlike a normal travel agent, because we largely get paid to deliver customer happiness for our banks, we can pass our commission and use our buying power to get value-add benefits and the best pricing that people just can't get on the internet. So we're 15% cheaper than the internet for hotels, similar for car hire. We've got some very good flight prices on there as well. But for the top kind of 5,000 most requested hotels, which tend to be 4 and 5 star for us, we've also got complimentary breakfasts, upgrades, early check-in, late check-out, and so on. Then for restaurants, because our average member is wealthy, they spend on average 80% more than the average person in that restaurant. So that and a low no show rate and the fact that we've spent 25 years becoming friends to the trade mean that we get tables that you or your PA can't get. You certainly can't get them on a normal internet search engine or open table or something like that. So we've got access that nobody else can get, and then very often complimentary champagne and courses and so on. And then for tickets, everybody in the ticket market is either buying a £100 ticket for £95 and making £5 a ticket, something like that, or they're buying them for £100 if it's going to be a sold out event, and they're trying to sell them for £200. We will buy a £100 ticket for Beyonce, Ed Sheeran, Hamilton, whatever it might be, and we'll sell it for £100. Because what we get in customer happiness is worth it. And so then we get paid by the bank or the sponsoring brand to deliver customer happiness. So we can do things that no other business in that kind of market could do. And then for retail, the last one of our four pillars, we can, because we can deliver wealthy people at scale using our database to speak to the right people, we can put on events, whether it's in-store or virtual, for the right subset of our members to meet the right brands. The brand get the extra sales and our members get value add benefits, champagne, canapes, discount on the night, and you know, benefits like that. So put all that together and you've got a really good, joined up, consistent, strong lifestyle concierge service that's a world beater.
Yeah, and I mean, we have, it's fair to say that we've had a bit of an economic wobble globally, and markets have not been kind, and we're seeing some real fallout from the cost of living crisis. But looking at this business, you would appear to be largely immune to those trends. And in fact, you've got the big tailwind of sort of the growing wealthy behind you.
Yes, so we've got growing demographic of wealthy people who've still got a lot of money to spend. But on top of that, wealth managers and private banks tend to be making more money from our demographic than they've made since 2008, because our demographic are cash rich. And when interest rates go up, and most of our banking partners are not the glamorous fintechs, they're the huge incumbent big names. And so they make more money, as has been widely reported, from overall, they might have risks with corporate loans and whatever else, but from wealthy people with cash in the bank, they're making more money from that demographic than they've made since before Lehman's collapsed. And so then they say, well, if we're making more money from them, we can afford to spend more. We should be spending more on customer loyalty and customer acquisition. And so we're having a good time because of that.
Yeah, yeah. Even though there's a sort of mini banking crisis going on in the background, extraordinarily resilient.
But not from our demographic. Yeah, from our demographic, they're making more money than ever. So that's good for us.
Yeah.
Although actually, we've grown every year since well before Lehman's collapsed. But in the year after Lehman's collapsed, we grew in that year, partly because our biggest clients at that time, again, wanted to hang on to their most valuable clients, not because they were making lots of money from high interest rates, but because they needed those assets sitting on their balance sheet. So that was also a benefit for us. We grew 33% in the year after Lehman Brothers collapsed.
It would almost sound counter-cyclical, dare I say it.
Well, I think, you know, we've done very well. We've grown every year since, I mean, gosh, apart from the pandemic when we had a 20% reduction, we've grown every year since 2003.
Yeah, and presumably there's a lot to go after still. Lots of banks with wealthy customer bases that you can still sign up.
Yeah, yes. So our highest value members, which tend to be very wealthy people that have got assets under management with a wealth manager or a private bank, today we've got 62,000 active members from an eligible member base of over 500,000. So it's about 11-12% penetration. Now, on our more mature programs, we're up at 35% penetration. In our next biggest group, what we call the high value members, not the very high value members, the high value members. So people that might have a premium bank account that they're paying for, and they might be earning 100, 150, 200,000 pounds a year, but they don't have assets under management with the of any material amount with the sponsoring bank. They're still pretty valuable, not as valuable as the guys with AUM. But there, we've typically got 3% penetration today. But again, on our more developed programs, we've got 10% penetration. So we could, on the face of it, grow our business 3 times just from our existing clients. But we don't want to grow our business only from our existing clients, albeit that's a great thing to do. We're also winning new clients very often, and some of them from competition who don't have our digital platform, don't have our consistent service quality, don't have all the other things that we've built over the last 5 years and before. but also we win new clients who have never had a concierge service before. And there's plenty of those out there all over the world.
Yeah, that's amazing stuff. And as we've said, it's really, really shining through in the numbers you presented today. Thank you so much for talking to us, and congratulations on a really fantastic set of numbers.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
No problem.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.